And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What means this? Others, mocking, said,
These men are full of new wine.
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them,
You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known to you, and listen to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
And it shall come to pass in the last days I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh, said God. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the middle of you, as you yourselves also know.
Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain,
who God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held of it.
For David speaks concerning him.
I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope.
Because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption.
You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance.
Men and brothers, let me freely speak to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried. And his sepulchre is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear.
For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself,
The Lord said to my Lord, Sit you on my right hand until I make your foes your footstool.
Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles,
Men and brothers, what shall we do?
Then Peter said to them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying,
Save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came on every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
And all that believed were together, and had all things common,
and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need.
And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people.
And the Lord added to the church daily such as would be saved.